Welcome to In the Deep. I'm your host, Catherine Ingram. The following short selection is the opening talk and first dialogue from a longer session of Dharma Dialogues originally titled, There is a Deeper Peace. It was recorded in Los Angeles in about 2004. Welcome, everyone. Sometimes things go our way, and sometimes they don't. And yet there is a deeper peace throughout all of that. Sometimes we experience tremendous pleasure, and sometimes we experience tremendous pain. And still there is a deeper peace through all of that. And sometimes the things we want come along. They come to us easily, effortlessly. It's wonderful. And sometimes, out of the blue, we lose something or someone. And throughout all of this, there's a deeper peace. There is a peace you can know that is deeper than all of this coming and going. It's not that you don't feel the coming and going. It's not that you don't feel the loss and gain, the pleasure and pain, the fame and shame, as they say. It's not that you don't experience that, but it's possible to know a still deeper peace. And it's good to make it a priority to know that, because all of this coming and going can intensify, as we know. So that when you're experiencing, say, the intense pleasure, have also a relationship with your peace. So that also when you're experiencing the intense pain or the loss, you have a strong relationship with your peace. The peace that is deeper, the peace that is underneath. And this is nothing that you have to attain or figure out. This is right here. Right now, and always. This deeper peace that has been in you all along, throughout all of this motion of life. So in this context, here in Dharma Dialogues, or what we sometimes call Satsang Truth Community, we just sit and notice that deeper peace. That's all really that happens here. We don't really learn anything. We just sit and rest and relax in this deeper peace. We get a taste for it, I like to say. You acquire a taste for it. Okay. So if anyone has anything you'd like to ask or discuss on this subject, please feel free.
I can be conscious of the deeper peace, I think, when things are going well, and even when things aren't going well, and when I'm in pain, because I'm training myself to do that.
Uh-huh.
What I really have a hard time with is boredom and the nothing, the blah, nothing. And I try to feel it. I sit, I notice it, and I want drama. I want something. And it makes me feel like I'm not getting anywhere. And there seems to be a lot of it. Boredom.
Mm-hmm.
Or not boredom, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I would just propose, just as a recommendation, as an experiment. See, the notion of blah or boredom is actually an interpretation of this reality. It's actually an overlay of thought that says something more really should be happening than this. Something a lot more exciting than this should be happening. And it then interprets your life as a feeling of wastedness, right? Boring is sort of like time wasted and time, like you say, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is all thought created,
mm-hmm.
Imposed on reality.
Yeah, I see.
So I would just, first of all, recommend examining that kind of interpretation and see if you can just reframe it. See if you can either simply not buy into that thought, let it go through, and come back to the fullness of just being with whatever you're doing, whether it's staring into space or watching television or washing the dishes. Really, life is just all these little details. And a lot of what the interpretation about it being boring is that you're imagining some other life that's better. It's like an imagination that's going on that compared to which the current circumstance of washing the dishes seems infinitely more boring. Right?
Yeah, that's good.
So it's a matter of coming back to reality. There's only so many things one can ever be doing, at any time, right? You're standing up or you're sitting down or you're laying down or you're talking or you're bathing or, there's just these different motions we're in. And there's different stimulus that we experience all the while through that. So you come right back to the actual circumstance you're in and really release interpretation. Really release that interpretation. One of my very close friends spent 2.5 years in prison for growing marijuana in his backyard years ago, quite a few years ago. And he said that the absolute worst part of that experience was prior to going to prison, the imagination of what it was going to be. Once he was in there, it just became his way of life, and he actually sometimes refers to it as the time he spent in the monastery, because he just got into this yogi mode. He studied in those days. He didn't have these teachings yet, so he studied the Dhammapada of Buddhism, and he did a lot of yoga practice and a lot of breathing practice. And he said the only times he would really get very sad was on Sundays when his family would come to visit, because it would remind him of this other life and it would trigger all of his imagination about his other life. But he said it would take a few hours after they left for him to kind of get over it. And he'd then just go back to his current life in the monastery. Yeah, what an incredible gift to hear that, How incredibly instructive. So, all of it is interpretation. You can create a prison in your mind about your life Or you could see it as a very lovely monastery, you know. It could either seem boring or it could seem extraordinarily spacious.
This has been a mini-cast of In the Deep. You can find more about my work at katherineingram.com or follow me on Twitter at @KathIngram for notice of additional podcasts and other ruminations. Till next time.